This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, poker players who usually bet against each other are now united in one crusade to legalize online gambling.
But first, the Writers Guild of America is now in its 11th day of striking, and there is no sign of a resolution. Comedienne Ellen DeGeneres now says she's backing off plans to tape her talk show in New York. She came under fire from the Guild last week when she said she'd go ahead with production.
Ellen at least has plenty of options. Many people in the very large entertainment industry here in the Los Angeles area don't. We're going to bring you some of their stories as the strike goes on. Today, Corey Lavelle. She's owned a flower prop shop in North Hollywood for almost 20 years. We spoke yesterday.
It was shocking in that, you know, we all knew this strike was coming up, possibly, and tried to communicate with our regular set decorators, who those are the folks who hire us for the most part on any production, and thought that everybody had enough scripts to go through at least the end of November. Well, the first weekend of the strike, halfway through the week, most of our shows shut down, which was a complete shock to us as well as the set decorators and property masters involved.
What kinds of shows do you supply things for? Give me some names of television shows people might know where your flowers would have appeared.
Okay, Desperate Housewives, The Office, Everybody Hates Earl, Days of Our Lives, Passions.
It's My Name Is Earl, but, you know, it's close.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's fine. No, but a show like Desperate Housewives, I think they go through a lot of flowers in that.
They do. I mean, of course, there was a wedding cliffhanger at the end of the season last year, and there have been episodes shot that I can't talk about that include flowers that are this season. So, yeah, they're a very regular client of ours.
And last week, all these shows called you up and said, you know those flowers we ordered for next Wednesday? Forget it. We're not going to need them. We're out of business.
That's exactly what happened.
And what happened to you?
The best I could do was communicate with other business members in a similar situation as I am in, as well as really meet with my staff and let them know as much as I know on a daily basis and try to plan how we're going to handle this and handle layoffs and ultimately, even if I shut my doors, how do I handle my overhead? Even with the doors closed, I have a huge overhead on a monthly basis and plan to come out of this on the other end with a company left that we can all come back to work.
You said a bad word a minute ago. Layoffs.
Yes.
Are you? How many people work for you?
I have 7 full-timers, 1 part-timer, and then quite a few freelance designers who come in for any given project.
So what are you thinking about layoffs?
Immediately, we stopped booking freelance work. I've laid off the part-timer as of yesterday. The full-timers are all aware that, well, 2 of them are being laid off this coming Friday, and the rest will definitely be laid off the Friday after Thanksgiving if this strike hasn't been settled by then.
The Friday immediately the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, well, there won't be work to come back to that following Monday. So I felt compelled to let everybody know as soon as possible so they can make alternate plans or decide if they're going to file for unemployment or what have you. They all have mortgages and families to take care of their own.
Corey, how do you make sense of this?
It's really hard. It's really difficult. On the one hand, I feel empathy for both sides of the issue. For the studios, I understand their point, I understand the writer's point, but at some point, somebody's got to give, and I hope part of their figuring in all of this is taking into account that there are so many more people affected by this who will never benefit from the outcome one way or the other. For example, I know on one show there are 14 writers, and there are 104 other people on the crew who are all laid off. So it's a small group of people battling over something that's really important to them, and I understand that, but it's also really important for all of the rest of us, the other 85 people on any crew, plus the companies that support them, to get back to work.
Corey Lavelle of Sandy Rose Florals in North Hollywood, California. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, Corey.
Thanks very much.
And we'll check back in with Corey and with others affected as the Hollywood writers' strike winds on. And there's more coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.